Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
Coming war with China, a ruse to halt the elections in November. Iran launched a huge drone attack on Israel, something like 320 drones, and Israel retaliates. So China and California Representative Maxine Waters sides with Iran. As the invasion from drugs and sex trafficking cartels and foreign enemies across our borders continue, and planned cyber invasions are rumored to be coming from China, the queer invasion heats up. Mike Johnson's spectacular fall rivals Satan's like lightning from heaven. Maybe weirder than Mike's defection is Barr's recent endorsement of Trump. One wonders, are they preparing to embed his administration with opposition just in case he gets elected? Understand that winning this election does not end this war. And speaking of elections, election fraud increasingly discovered coming from government officials. The truth tide is rising. The COVID clot shot exposed. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
A coming war with China, a ruse to halt the elections, perhaps? I have played excerpts of a covertly recorded conversation between high-ranking Chinese Communist Party military officers a whole couple years ago discussing a Sino-American open war scenario, which they favored, by the way. We've heard Chinese Communist Party spokesmen declare the Chinese Communist Party's, or CCP's, intention to destroy America. We've heard that repeatedly. We know that the CCP operates an extension of their own police force in New York to watch suspected CCP defectors here. And we know the CCP has been buying vast amounts of land, 380,000 acres and counting. It ranks 18th of 111 countries that own farmland in the United States. That's something we need to look into. Infiltrating key positions in corporate America and American education. This, along with the CCP infiltration of key positions in corporate America and in American education and other institutions, embedding key election software manufacturers in California, for example, Konik, giving CCP access to sensitive election-related data. And I've got documentation supporting all of this. Oh, and don't forget, the CCP owns a controlling interest in a whole big bunch of our senators, my friends. Take a look at Loudon's book, Security Risk Senators. And then Biden, particularly, the millions in CCP-connected payments to the Biden family. A little influence peddling there, together with other foreign entities, through shell companies or corporations. And it amounts to the tune of something like $20 million. Friend, we don't need to see the tax records of a billionaire who risked it all and to become president and then didn't take a penny of the taxpayers' money while doing it in order to save this country from ruin. What we need to do is look at the tax records of these politicians who come into office essentially poor and then become multimillionaires while serving on the taxpayers' dime. Taking, 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 that's all they do. Now we learn that our honorable, venerated, and highly trusted FBI, not, is warning us that Chinese hackers are preparing to launch a major cyber attack on the United States. Mr. Ray, whom we all know to be the most honest and straightforward, stalwart defender of American liberty and protector of American security, just go ask that Catholic family that protested abortion and then was met with a SWAT team at their house a few nights later. Yeah, friendly Ray, he's warning us, feelingly, that Chinese hackers are preparing to launch an attack on U.S. infrastructure. He warns. Or is he threatening? He informs us that the Chinese ability to physically wreak havoc on our critical infrastructure at a time of its choosing is increasingly concerning. He said the PRC, and that's the People's Republic of China, has made it clear that it considers every sector that makes our society run is fair game in its bid to dominate on the world stage, and that its plan is to land low blows against civilian infrastructure to try to induce panic and break America's will to resist, end quote. It was not too long ago we heard repeatedly that the CCP was shutting down any disparaging remarks against China. And such revelations would be met with punishment, punishing the media, the government officials they own. If they said anything disparaging concerning China, shutting down exposure of any of this would be expected. So I'm greatly concerned that China is not howling about these revelations. They do not seem to be pulling or yanking Biden's chain or the senators or the media that they own and operate. Has the plan matured to the point where the revelations are irrelevant to the CCP's plans? Is Ray actually presenting a threat, communicating a threat to the American people, disguised as a warning? I'm asking for a friend. Iran launched a huge drone attack on Israel. Something like 300 military drones, I read one place, 320, and Israel retaliated. They hit Isfahan, a target which is, quote, a target-rich environment, end quote. There's an air base there, a missile production facility, and other significant military-related targets. China and California Representative Maxine Waters sides with Iran. Listen to Xi's response communicated through his spokesman. This is an official statement from China. Quote, China opposes any act that leads to further escalation of tensions and will continue to play a constructive role in de-escalating the situation, end quote. Lin Jian, China's foreign ministry spokesperson, who delivered this remark, said nothing about Iran's atrocious attack on Israel. Quote, unlike the U.S. and its partners, China stopped short of condemning Iran's aerial attack, end quote. Hey, Xi, it's a really bad idea to bet against Israel. I have an inside connection to God's mind on this subject. It's called the Bible. And this verse that I found is connected with the promise of Christ's first coming. And the promise is he's going to side with Israel, friend. Don't make the mistake of thinking, well, Israel rejected her king when he was offered, and so this promise was withdrawn. Friend, what he withdrew was the restoration of Israel to world dominance, as she enjoyed in the days of Solomon, which he promised he would do if they would receive him. But he passed this kingdom to the Gentiles, specifically to his people, his holy nation. So long as the people of Christ's kingdom, and we are translated into his kingdom upon the new birth, as long as we're present on the earth, Israel will have a friend. This current usurping regime notwithstanding, at the end of the day, America's going to side with Israel. For all the talk about CCP superiority, the fact is the U.S. military is only being made to look weak, to look buffoonish and ridiculous as a propaganda tool to make Americans afraid so they will not put up a fight. When you look at Richard, now he calls himself Rachel Levin, or Levine, whatever, in his Navy uniform, or you hear the nonsense about gender affirmation policies implemented in the United States military, don't make the mistake of thinking, Mr. Xi and the rest of you out there, don't make the stupid mistake of thinking these perverts are going to be representing us on the battlefield. You won't be facing that crowd. You're going to be facing real American soldiers. When it comes time to fight, you're going to face the real deal here, Mr. Xi. You'll also find out what you probably already know. The current evil regime that you control, that you bought in the United States, well, they want your money, friend. But when push comes to shove, They're going to turn on you even faster than they turned on Americans, on us. Satan does not control the American spirit. And all you are succeeding to do is wake up that spirit, to wake up the American God-fearing patriot. And we'll take our slings and stones and take down any Goliath that stands between us and liberty. Yeah, that's in the Bible. And by the way, I've got all kinds of Bible scripture here. For those of you who are Christians, look at this and see where all the Bible support for every one of these statements is found. California Representative Ms. Maxine Waters dismissed the Iranian attack as fake. She said the Jewish state has no right to retaliate against a fake attack. I've got a message for you, Maxine. Ms., you get in their faces and tell, and she's talking about Trump supporters, they're not welcome in this state, you know. You don't speak for us, Maxine. Well, Maxine is going to water her panties when God-fearing patriots step up, take the reins, and send her ilk back to the projects to face the wrath of the constituents that she has lied to and abused and used and built her filthy lucre empire on their backs. Well, anyway, I got to take a short break. I'll be right back.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release nonepinephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely, so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined. Zero support for masks. And scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Get 20% off at booklocker.com using this discount code. Save 20. Let my people breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and the Scripture is also available at BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere. Most believe Satan owns the world and has the right to rule it. They think Christians should leave politics to unbelievers, that believers have no place in government. Well, Christians, how's that working for you? You see, the fact is Satan has fed you a lie. Satan depends on Christians staying in the dark about the fact that Jesus Christ defeated him, and Satan has no right to rule one square inch of territory on this planet. Learn the truth. It will set you free. The battle for America is on. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemy is on the march. An enemy that would steal from us our liberties, and they're hard at it, my friends. As the invasion from drug and sex trafficking cartels and foreign enemies continues across our borders, and planned cyber invasions are rumored to be coming from China soon, the queer invasion heats up. Riley Gaines, American champion swimmer from Tennessee, who lost a national title to a dude who named himself Leah Thomas, one of those pathetic men who can't compete with men, so he claims to be a girl, and then he poses himself on a race where he can compete against women, dominate them, and steal their glory. Biden, another perverse man who holds glory earned by others that he has stolen, you know, plagiarizing speeches. That happened a long time ago. And then more lately, stealing elections, has lately had Title IX rewritten. Now, that's the law. And I've got a note here to tell you all about it if you want to get into it a little bit more. That's the law that governs school athletics passed in the 70s. And it was challenged in court in, I think, 72. But anyway, it prohibits discrimination based on sex, which is a word that was used interchangeably with gender back then. The Biden Title IX allows men to take academic and athletic scholarships from women, gives men full access to bathrooms, locker rooms, and other places reserved for gender privacy. It allows men to be housed in dorm rooms with women and requires both students and faculty to use a pervert's preferred pronouns. I mean, it's one thing these people want to be insane. It's something else, however, that when they're requiring us to pretend along with them, you Biden supporters, are you really okay with this? I mean, even questioning the law is now forbidden without being vulnerable to a charge of harassment. Anyway, the queer invasion has been attacked. You don't get all tied up about the word queer. They use it. That's what they call themselves. That's anyway. The queer invasion has been attacking. I'm tired of this LGBTQ plus blah, 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 blah. Okay. The queer invasion has been attacking gender distinctions for a long time now. And now it's beginning to have a disabling effect on just human identity in a more broad way. Right? If a man can identify as a girl, well, why can't he identify as an animal? You might have heard what is going down in a middle school in Utah. A furry craze has broken out with kids identifying as cats, dogs, mice, whatever animal they want to personify. Well, these kids are taking their alternate identity so far that they are acting like the animals they portray. The cat furries are scratching other kids. The dog furries are actually biting at and barking at these kids, harassing them. It's creating a problem, clearly interfering with the school's mission and purpose, which presumably has something to do with teaching the kids. So what is a furry? Well, this article explains, noted in my footnotes. Furries are not Therians. According to the Therian Guide, the generally accepted definition of a Therian is a person who experiences being and identifies as a non-human animal on an integral personal level, end quote. And it's footnoted here. The word Therian is a noun for a mammal of the major group Theria, which comprises the marsupials and placentals. Now, from this word, we get another one, therianthropic, which refers to a deity that combines the form of an animal with that of a man. The centaur would be an example. There are many. This whole thing is so sick, but it gets even sicker. Anyway, back to furries. According to an older furry named Strudel, adults do get into this, a furry does not think of himself or herself as the animal. It's actually a fandom thing, he explained, in the same way that Taylor fans, for example, want to dress like her and mimic her in some ways. These cat, dog, and mouse fans want to dress like and emulate their favorite furry. The normal students at Mount Nebo Middle School, and there is such a thing as normal, this school in Utah, well, they don't like having the students assault them, these furries, you know, hiding behind a cat or a dog mask or a persona. And I think that's very reasonable. So they protested to the school to stop this nonsense, but the school official said the assaulted students, the normals, they need to stay away from the furries, the crazies. Have you noticed how often it comes out that all the normal people have to kowtow to the crazy people? Some of this might come from the fact that it's easier to work with and to get cooperation from a normal kid than it is to work with and to get cooperation from somebody that's crazy. You know, someone so crazy they act like a dog or a cat and they excuse aggressive behavior by claiming their alternate identity. These people are weird and unruly and, well, frankly, they are harder to reason with or control. And so perhaps they try to work the problem from the side of the normal because they can at least be reasoned with. I think most of us just fear to touch anything that's weird because of the environment that's been created by the queer agenda. But friend, we have it on the authority of experience what we should expect coming from all this. So long as the furries don't actually think that they are the animal they identify as, well, they're not going to be able to claim any special rights. So before long, we can expect it to become increasingly popular to go from furry to Therian. Furryism, a gateway to Therianism. And next, we're going to have human beings demanding to be allowed to compete in dog shows. And the judges are going to be pressured to give the prize to a Therian or a furry. And now you'll see pictures of men dressed as dogs with best in show blue ribbons around their necks. Poor Chaser, a very famous dog, a border collie, famous for knowing over 1,000 human words. He can't compete with Leah, a man who identifies as a female collie who knows 5,000 human words. And what about poor Benji, who became famous as a movie star, canine, in 1974? Move over, Benji. Here comes Bentley, the woman who identifies as a male mutt, preening for the cameras and getting lots of love and support from those who sympathize with crazy people so sick they can't accept what and who they are. This is a sad thing, my friend. It shouldn't be celebrated or accepted. The sickness goes deep. Confusion reigns. Now, here's a guy who posted a video that he took of a pig that was crowded in a slaughter truck. So this guy, let's see his name, John, I'll just use his first name. John, he takes a video of this pig and he posts it on X. I filmed this pig staring at me, he writes. He arrived at the slaughterhouse. His eyes, the fear, the terror. And then he added a little broken heart emoji. He followed this with a challenge for all of us to retweet his video, to give the little oinker a voice. Well, he didn't use the word oinker. He wrote, quote, RT, to give him a voice. Don't let his death be in vain, end quote. Well, my pastor friend obliged and retweeted Oinky's video with this comment, quote, a huge number of people can instinctively recognize the moral worth of a pig, but cannot recognize any worth at all in an unborn child. This is a deep spiritual sickness. If you are one of these people, you should know that you are extremely deranged and morally deformed, end quote. Well, well said, Pastor. I think I should invite Pastor Benefield to visit me so I can take him over to Moe's Barbecue, where we can enjoy some succulent pork ribs. Oh, yeah, and they're delicious. Yeah, when I look into Oinky's eyes, I don't confuse it with a Therian or a furry. No, it's a pig. And by the way, the baby in the womb is a baby, a child. In fact, that's what the word fetus means, friend. Look it up. It means little child. Oh, and by the way, this guy, John, who lamented the plight of the poor piggy, posted a fight scene a few posts down as I scrolled a little bit through his page. He's got a fight scene between two humans in a boxing or a fighting ring that's surrounded by spikes. Yeah, on the floor of the ring. All the way. If you get thrown out of the ring, man, you're dead. I mean, nasty looking, seriously going to impale you spikes, friend, a foot long or longer. Hundreds of them surrounding the ring. I guess everyone has their own way of expressing their savagery. I'll take eating pork ribs to killing babies or impaling humans any day of the week. And you won't believe this. I went ahead and scrolled down a little farther. And you will not believe what I found. I found a posting of the Brain Massage Show, a show I did back in August of 2022. How about that? I'm going to have to begin the rap here. Mike Johnson's spectacular fall rivals Satan's like lightning from heaven. On my Brain Massage Live, which is a Brain Massage live stream that airs Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday nights at 8 p.m., by the way, you can subscribe to receive the Brain Massage Show in your inbox on Friday night after it's posted to be released to our radio station and podcast distribution. Let me know if you want to be put on the notifications list so that you'll be given a heads up when I go live. Anyway, I've been keeping you up on what's going on with Mike. He has completely lost it now. I believe Christians ought to be in public office, but that alone does not make them fit for office. This guy is a disaster. He obviously thinks of himself as protector of the government, refusing to support the Constitution and protect the people. He keeps that predatory government well-funded, getting fatter and fatter. He keeps spending us into oblivion, keeps spending billions to prop up Biden's corrupt piggy bank over there in Ukraine. But the most egregious thing that he did was this. The FISA law came up for a vote, and that's the law that empowers the government to obliterate our rights. It's what they use to spy on Trump and to create this whole false Russiagate nonsense that literally suspends the Constitution and puts all of us under blatant tyranny. It removes the cover and the protection of our own Constitution. and makes us oppressed by a Department of Justice and its FBI. So they trample on our rights using the provisions for warrantless spying on American citizens. It's wrong. It's a violation of our rights. It was up for a vote, and the House was evenly divided on this. The Speaker rarely adds his vote, but it came down to a tie, and the Speaker then would break the tie. Well, guess what Johnson did? He literally, single-handedly, all by himself, threw all of the conservatives under the bus, threw all patriots under the bus. He broke the tie in favor of Biden, Mayorkas, Ray, and the rest of the demoniac oppressors. This guy's too much. The guy went total Judas on us. The only mercy being we didn't have to endure the betrayer's kiss. Well, except that he kissed us off, you could say, flipped us off, really. Unbelievable, this man. Well, here's the latest. Now that idiot goes on record saying he believes that white privilege is real, it's a real thing, and systemic change is needed. Unbelievable. Now, I really intended to speak to this at length and dig into this matter with some really powerful and helpful insights that will help you understand how totally evil this is. But you catch me live Saturday night at 8 p.m. and I'll treat you to that. For now, understand that Mike has fallen prey to racism. Racism sees all of these disparities that are noticeable as a black versus white issue, when the fact is it has absolutely nothing to do with the color of anybody's skin and everything to do with the content of their character. It's about cultural values that cherish and favor and advocate for independence and hard work versus a culture that embraces victimhood. It's a righteousness versus wickedness thing, friend. And going with this white privilege nonsense ignores character and makes it all about color. And that's the reverse of what Dr. Martin Luther King called for. And by the way, it's unchristian. Now, Rand Paul said it plainly. Speaker Johnson, quote, no longer the GOP Speaker of the House, but Speaker for the Uniparty's $1.5 trillion deficit, warrantless spying on Americans, and a foreign aid bill with more deficit spending than Schumer's budget buster, end quote. Mike is under fire right now by genuine conservatives in his party, and there is talk about ousting him. You do remember that what he's done here is the same nonsense that got, what's his name? Kevin McCarthy. Got that guy fired. Same thing. So what's Mike to do? Well, I guess he might as well join the Democrats. Pelosi seems to be reaching out. Yeah, oh, Nancy Pelosi is praising Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. I agree with you, Kerry. I guess that's about all you need to know about Johnson. Maybe weirder than Mike's defection is Barr's recent endorsement of Trump. What do you make of that? And I only have time to ask you the obvious question it raises. You don't trust Barr, do you? Really? Are they preparing to embed Trump's administration with opposition just in case? And Barr's got a pretty good resume for that? Understand, my friend, this is very important. Winning this election does not end our war for America. I've lit the lamps of the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit Sunday, and I'll look forward to meeting you. I'll see you in church.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com.